The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
So the markets did something to the bed yesterday. It was just, it's not the kind of thing you want done to the bed. You don't want that because inflation has gone nowhere. Except, of course, up. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Great to be with you. The Dow was down over 400 points yesterday. And it's been a good run. Oh, last couple months have been, you have felt better about 401k and a whole host of things. And one bad day does not mean the end of civilization. But the numbers yesterday from the Consumer Price Index leave no question as to whether or not inflation is here to stay, it isn't going anywhere, and no matter what Joe Biden says, it's not reality.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas
inflation is still skyrocketing, but I want to get into this. We're better off than when I took office. You're going to start hearing a lot more of this because the political left sees this as a tool for the election. And here's the argument that they're making. Look what Joe Biden has done for us. There are things on the shelves. You know, when he took office, you couldn't even get toilet paper. Now, I ask you, in a world of dishonest statements, that's near the top, right? It is true there were supply chain issues because of COVID. And it is true that there was hoarding that took place because of COVID. But it's not like Joe Biden waved a wand and everything got better. It took years. It took people no longer trying to hoard toilet paper. As a matter of fact, when COVID was in the rear view, they tried to bring the toilet paper back, the unused stuff, and say, hey, I bought this a year ago. I didn't need it. I'd like my money back. And stores were like, are you nuts? You bought a pallet of toilet paper. Nobody else got it. Now you want your money back? Go sit down, because that's what you do right before you use this stuff. Biden had nothing to do with toilet paper being back on a shelf. If you want to argue that Biden solved supply chain issues, you would ask the following question. You mean when it was easy? You mean when Pete Buttigieg wasn't on some kind of paternity leave thing and Chasten Buttigieg wasn't pretending to have given birth? That picture in the hospital bed, sorry, creepy, weird people playing around. I'm sure they take parenting seriously, but when it came to that photo, men don't have babies. It was weird. It was creepy. But then again, so is Chasten Buttigieg. Kids should pledge allegiance to a gay pride flag. Case rested. But this is the argument they're going to make. You couldn't even get toilet paper when Joe Biden got to office. And look at everything now. You got toilet paper coming out of here. Well, the joke kind of writes itself. And standing by a prediction that there will be a rate cut before the end of the year. Yes, there could be a rate cut. Could be. But you want to talk about pushing false hope? You want to talk about the administration continuing to push the idea that balance sheets at homes are strong and the credit issue isn't a problem and household incomes are good. Yeah. Your mind, your reality knows better. Things are not great. Know that going into the summer. This is just one of the things I've got. I got a lot. I'm Tony Katz.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good.
Well, there is worry, there is panic, there is fear. I mean, I don't think that's anything new to anybody. There's sometimes worry and panic and fear. But this from Ro Khanna, this is next level. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Ro Khanna is a congressman out of California and a progressive. I mean, a member of the Progressive Caucus, very, very much on the left. The only thing he has done that it sounds rational, he has been very clear about a support of free speech, even for speech that you hate. He has not been one of these people who believes that you should go around silencing others. And I can appreciate that, and I can say well done on that, even while disagreeing on just about everything else. Ro Khanna sent a letter that he never sent. He wrote a letter, shared it with CBS News, and the letter is to Nicole Shanahan. Nicole Shanahan is the running mate of Robert Kennedy Jr. He's running as an independent. And Robert Kennedy Jr., at last look, was pulling 9.6% of the vote. So you have this guy who is a progressive, is clearly taking the votes from Joe Biden, not from Donald Trump. And he's at 9.6 overall. The latest poll that I have is, there's two. There's a general election poll that shows Kennedy only getting 3%. This is from Economist YouGov. But there's a North Carolina Quinnipiac poll that shows Kennedy getting 12%. 12%. Now, I bring this up because this is concerning to the Biden team. I can also show you two polls where Biden is beating Trump in a general election poll by 4. This according to Reuters Ipsos. I can show you a Minnesota poll where Biden is ahead of Trump by 2. But that's within a margin of error. And it's Minnesota where Biden's going to win anyway. You've got Kennedy polling with some numbers that have Democrats worried. They are worried that this is going to pull in great measure, and the states that matter, because remember, we're not talking about popular vote anything. We're talking about electoral victories. So you have to look at Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, places where Biden only won by 10,000 votes. Now you take that away, that's great opportunity for Trump. Democrats realize this. Progressives realize this. And wrote a letter to Nicole Shanahan saying even Trump himself and other members of his team have admitted that an RFK Jr. ticket will help his reelection. While you may have fair disagreements on the Democratic Party's platform, it is clear that a second term for Trump would be disastrous for climate and undo the work of President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the most significant action Congress has taken on clean energy and climate change in our nation's history. Appealing to RFK because he is a climate change freak. This is a guy who a decade ago said that if you don't believe, you should be in jail. I don't believe he has changed that much from that position. But Ro Khanna going after that position specifically, climate this, climate that, at least admitting that the Inflation Reduction Act was never about reducing inflation, and we've seen that in the numbers. What's stunning about this letter is he didn't send it to Nicole Shanahan. He talked about it on CBS News before sending it. That's a, I don't know if that's a power play or just weird, because it would seem to me that's very, very bad form. Outrageously bad form. Really insulting bad form. That's what that is. But it does show, regardless of the form, it shows the panic that now exists on a regular daily basis within the party. For anything you want to say about the Republican Party being at levels of ridiculous, you'd probably be right about that. But don't think the Democratic Party, they've got it all lined up. They've got real concerns. Meanwhile, in Idaho, we see things that we will never see in the state of Indiana. Idaho House Bill 538 prevents K-12 educators and college professors from, and I quote, knowingly and intentionally, unquote, addressing minors by a name or pronoun that does not align with their sex assigned at birth without written consent from the parents. Translation, you cannot force pronouns on people. There will be no compelled speech in the state of Idaho. Won't see it here. Now, I have interviewed all of the Republican candidates for governor, and we have it all at WIBC.com. I did a sit-down with every single one of them. It's time for me to start breaking down what it is I saw and what it is that I see. There are two things that I know. Someone is going to get this nomination, and Jennifer McCormick for the Democrats has not shown herself to be a strong candidate at all. She was the superintendent of public instruction. I don't think she has a good conversation about education. And she has decided to take up the mantra of abortion, abortion, abortion on every single level. And I just don't think outside of Indianapolis, it's, and maybe Lake County, it's going to really connect. I leave that there. There is not one single breakout Republican. Not a one. And it is, what is today? Hold on a second. Let me carry the, April 11th. It's April 11th. And there is not, less than 30 days to the primary, there is not one breakout candidate. And I would say anecdotally that while Mike Braun had all the momentum and all the name ID and certainly the polling, he hasn't done anything to make people say, oh, yeah, he really is the clear favorite. I would say that to his team eye to eye. No one has. None of them. And so we're clear, no Jamie Rittenauer, you haven't. And no Curtis Hill, you haven't. But allow me to put an asterisk on the Curtis Hill thing. I'll get into that.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The next.
Maybe I'm the one who is a schizophrenic psycho, yeah. Maybe I'm the one.
So here's the update. Maybe I'm the one. I am seriously considering the 10-year party. Psycho. But I have weird reservations of not throwing a party for Matt Bear. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Because I could decide at any second to have a party just by saying place, location, there will be cake. And we can do this. We can do this because June is 10 years with WIBC. 10 years in Indianapolis. It's gone by like that. By the way, that expression, it's gone by like that. I'm hearing that a lot lately. And I don't know how many people this happens to. My wife has had this conversation. Fingers Malloy, who I do Eat, Drink, Smoke with, has this conversation. Everything goes so fast. Time goes so fast. The kids grow up so fast. Maybe I'm different, and maybe I'm fooling myself. I don't think that that is true. But I understand the feeling and the sentiment. But I guess I'm asking, do people take the time to slow down? Because as I was discussing this with my wife, you know, sure, the kids are older, college and all these things, and life is happening. But let me give you an example of just the things that have happened while we have lived in this house. And just off the memory, started going through it. And I do this for myself as an exercise to say, you know what, maybe it hasn't actually been that fast. I think I look at the idea of, oh, it's all going so fast. Oh, they're growing up so fast. As somehow you've missed your life as opposed to recognizing what you lived in it. I think it's a negative vibe to state, look what I've missed, as opposed to failing to recognize what it is you did. I think it's helpful to slow things down. I think it's helpful to kind of take a little bit of stock in the fact that maybe it hasn't gone that fast. Maybe you were there for it. Now, if you go through it and you're like, I wasn't there for it, that's a thing. And you can either you can either just be somebody who engages regret and never does anything about it, or you can actually start making changes in your life to do something about it. Just as an aside. But as for the party, it's been 10 years. One should have a party, but then you're the guy throwing a party for yourself, and that seems weird. But I don't feel good about doing anything if we're not doing anything for Matt Bear, who's 15 years at the station, and clearly there should be some kind of, I don't know, fun run. Whatever he would do to stay in shape, there should be some kind of crunch fest. Everybody should come to the circle and do crunches with Matt Bear.
I don't think I'm doing crunches. It, Tony.
Matt,
I don't
do crunches?
Yeah, I do crunches. I do the whole thing. I don't think I want to celebrate my 15-year anniversary. I'm not sure about that. It's not a thing with me. I'm not big on birthdays. I don't do a lot of holiday stuff. I mean, I appreciate it, and everybody's really cool, but I'm not thinking that's something that I do. I mean, I don't know.
All right. And if that's the way you feel, I will not bring it up again to you.
You can bring it up anytime. Maybe you can convince me.
No. You're dead to me.
Right.
But I'm no longer going to feel bad if we do something for the 10-year as a way of thanking the people of Indianapolis. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
No, come on.
I won't do
it. No, you hex me with that. No, I would really enjoy celebrating your 10-year anniversary. That I would enjoy doing.
Oh, you're not invited.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No. I refuse to share the spotlight.
Right. I forgot that.
Because then you're going to be like, who wants to do some crunches? I'm going to be like, you son of a bitch. And that's going to be a thing.
Hanging knee raises.
Wait, would I call you racist?
Hanging knee raises. Racist.
Oh.
No.
See, you said hanging knee raises, and I thought you said something racist. But in both cases, I'm correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
We celebrate Matt Bear every day. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Much got made of Tucker Carlson's interview on X with a pastor out of Bethlehem. And there is no doubt that much got made of it, rightfully so. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Just like much got made of Candace Owens and her split from Daily Wire and her now seemingly never-ending fight with Ben Shapiro over Daily Wire. Israel. Couple things to get to here. Candace Owens has never been and will never be as smart as Tucker Carlson. I've never understood the passion towards Candace, but that doesn't mean I have to. For people out there, she was engaged and she was to them honest and she was fighting back, and fighting back is a very, very important thing. For me, just never my cup. Never my cup of tea, and that's quite all right. On the Israel conversation, it's clear that she has her issues, and I've seen this in a lot of people. And as I've said of Tucker, it's clear he has his. Just like Congressman Thomas Massey has his. And there are others. But I think that this whole fight with Ben Shapiro seems, to me, outrageously contrived. Do they like each other? Do they not like each other? I didn't know their relationship before. I don't know their relationship now. And I've got things outside of just the Israel conversation with Candace Owens that made me say, oh, no, thanks. I'm not interested. I mean, I never paid attention, but when she told me that, all the Muslims have to live in one quarter of Jerusalem because there's the Armenian quarter, the Jewish quarter, Christian quarter, Muslim. That was when I said, oh, you proud to know nothing. And I put it in a drawer. But I'm also not a guy who looks at Daily Wire and says this is the gold standard by any stretch of the imagination. It's agreements and disagreements like you have with me, like friends have with each other. It's the real world. None of this on a pedestal nonsense. And neither is Tucker on a pedestal. Not at all. He had a conversation with this pastor about how Israel is treating Christians. Interesting conversation, but you're having it with somebody who states quite clearly that they live in occupied Palestine. You had a conversation with a guy who says he lives in occupied Palestine, and I'm supposed to listen to him on a conversation about Israel? Why in the world would you choose this as the subject of the interview? That seems like something that should be explained out. And if we are going to engage the idea of how Israel treats Christians while utilizing as the backdrop Bethlehem, as I know it, is not under Israeli control. Bethlehem is under, quote unquote, Palestinian control. Bethlehem was a place that was 80% Christian and is now 80% Muslim. Christians, as has been reported, in Bethlehem live in fear. I have no idea what the hell Tucker is doing. Can he do the interview? Yes. Can I notice the issues with the interview subject? Absolutely. This is Vladimir Putin all over again. Can he do the interview? Absolutely. Did I defend it here? Absolutely. Is it clear that you put out videos, that Tucker put out videos that made it seem like Russia's great? Yes. Was it weird? You bet. Was it propaganda? I say so. Was he wrong? Absolutely. Does Tucker have an Israel problem? Which is to say, does Tucker have a problem with Jews? He's got something. An undeniable something. This interview is nutty. Nutty. We're seeing, for me, way too much of this. This pseudo-intellectualism of, well, you have to understand what Israel is. In no way is this not support of Hamas. In support of Israel destruction. This is the conservative viewpoint. I reject that. And over the next weeks and months, I'm going to prove that.